You're listening to SBS News.
In the UK, thousands of protesters gathered outside the US Embassy in London on Sunday to condemn police brutality after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Despite government officials urging people not to gather in order to combat the spread of the coronavirus, many protesters showed up wearing masks, clapping, and waving placards. They were heard chanting, "George Floyd," and "No justice, no peace." Holding a placard reading, "I can't breathe," protester Fiona Collins said she joined the protest because she wanted change.
What happened in America just had ripples in our family, and we had to do something. We had to come out. I've just had enough of it. I'm sick of having to explain to my children that because they're black, they have to act a certain way, they have to behave a certain way, they have to work 10 times harder to get anywhere in life. And I've had enough of it. I don't want it for their children. Yeah, I want it to change, and I think this is just the beginning. I'm not going to stop, and I'm not the only one, and we've got to make a change.
In central London, a demonstration that began peacefully ended with small numbers of people clashing with mounted police near Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street residence. London Police Chief Cressida Dick said 27 officers were injured in what she called shocking and completely unacceptable assaults during the protests in central London this week, including 14 on Saturday. Both Dick and Health Minister Matt Hancock had urged protesters not to gather in London due to the risk of the spread of the coronavirus. But thousands ignored this to pack the road outside the US Embassy on the south bank of the River Thames. In the UK's west coast city of Bristol, protesters pulled down a statue of a 17th century slave trader. The statue of Edward Colston, which has been in Bristol's city centre since 1895, was pulled from its plinth while protesters clapped and cheered. Other demonstrations were held around the world over police treatment of ethnic minorities. In the United States, rallies spread to smaller communities over the weekend. A common message of the day was a determination to transform outrage generated by Floyd's death last month into a broader movement seeking far-reaching reforms not only in the U.S., but also in other parts of the world. The gatherings in Washington and dozens of other U.S. cities and towns, both urban and rural alike, were also notable for a generally lower level of tension and discord than was seen during much of the preceding week. National Guard troops were activated in several states, however, and police resorted to heavy-handed tactics in some cities as they sought to enforce curfews imposed to quell civil disturbances, which in turn galvanized demonstrators even further. Just south of the U.S., in Haiti, two local journalists were injured during Black Lives Matter protests. Both were struck in the head with tear gas canisters and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment, where they remain in a serious condition. In Belgium, an estimated 10,000 people rallied in Brussels, while smaller crowds also gathered in the cities of Anvers and Gand, where demonstrators observed a silence of 8 minutes and 46 seconds. One woman said that she had experienced racism ever since first going to preschool.
Ever since I was little, and I was born here, I've experienced racism in kindergarten. I know what it is, and that's why I'm here. I'm not just here for me, I'm here for all my black brothers and sisters and for all the others who have experienced racism. I'm also here for my children.
And ik sta hier ook vooral voor mijn kinderen.
In Brazil, hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets in downtown Rio de Janeiro to protest against racism and police killings of black people. Among the protesters was Nilton Pinto, the father of João Pedro, a 14-year-old black boy who was killed inside his house in May during a police operation. The boy was with his cousins when police, in pursuit of drug trafficking suspects, fired bullets outside his home that penetrated the house and killed him. According to local media, 70 shots hit the walls of the house.
The racism is so cruel, it has to stop. It can't exist. Blacks are also human beings. Blacks are also people, as everybody. If my son was in a house in Baratejuk, Copacabana, or another wealthy place, that would not have happened.
In Rome, thousands of demonstrators attended a peaceful rally against racism in People's Square. With the majority wearing masks against COVID-19, participants listened for several hours to speeches and held up handmade placards reading Black Lives Matter and It's a White Problem. Gabrielle Planamente, a film student in the square, said the call against racism was stronger than fear of the virus.
Even if the pandemic has been strong and worrisome, this kind of movement is more important. So I didn't have a problem coming here, and obviously we were all very careful to keep a meter of distance with each other. But I was not afraid at all. The call of this movement is much stronger than the danger of a contagion in this moment.
In Australia, tens of thousands took to the streets of cities and towns across the country to protest Aboriginal deaths in police custody, which number 432. In Sydney, 20,000 people converged at Town Hall and marched together to Central Station, where a minor clash occurred between a handful of protesters and police. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.